Instagram is a popular platform to become famous in a short period, but this craving to be popular can turn into madness. Because I have seen that, and that's why I'm here today to tell you the story of my daughter who took social media too seriously. Sophia is my only daughter. When my husband left me for another woman, she became my world. I moved to Florida for a fresh start. I took a job in an advertising company. Sophia grew up to be a beautiful girl. I still remember her being nervous on her first day of high school, but I knew she would get along, and she did with time. Sophia became one of the most popular girls in school. Teenage is such a confusing age where you are not a kid and also not an adult. Sophia liked to buy clothes and do her makeup all the time. This obsession to look pretty is quite common in teenagers, so I didn't pay much attention to that in the beginning. One day when I came home from work, I saw Sophia applying melted chocolate on her face. I asked her, "What is she doing?" She replied she read at some websites chocolates make your skin look younger. I mean, I was surprised to hear that.
"But aren't you already young, darling?"
"Oh, Mom, you won't get it. Please leave me alone."
I could have scolded her for talking like that, but I always went easy on her, thinking she needs more love, as her father is not there for her. Being a single parent is not easy, and I didn't want to drive her away. She's everything I have. As more time passing, I noticed Sophia leaving for school wearing new clothes every day. I thought maybe she is earning for herself from her babysitting job. One day, I accidentally entered her room while she was taking a selfie standing in front of her mirror. There was nothing wrong with it, but just to keep an eye on her, I opened an Instagram account with a fake name and followed her. It was an open account, which means everyone can see her content. I realized she almost posts on everything from waking up in the morning and going to bed at night. A picture of her doing almost every basic thing there is on her Instagram profile. But there was nothing wrong in her pictures to hold her accountable for. So I commented in one of her pictures, "What a lovely lady." That night I received a notification that she liked my comment. It was a picture on the beach. I took that one. My dear girl looked so pretty in that yellow dress. I was admiring how beautiful she is becoming when another comment took place in that picture. A guy named Monty commented, "Your hair needs red highlights." Some people are overly opinionated in social media, irrespective of others' choices. Anyways, Sophie and I had dinner and went to sleep. The next morning when I woke up, I heard the shower and the bathroom going on. Sophie never wakes up that early, so I thought there must have been a water leak. But as I tried to enter, twisting the doorknob, Sophie said from the inside, "I'm in here." I got surprised to see her wake up so early. I went to the kitchen to fix her breakfast. After 15 minutes, Sophie came out of the bathroom.
"Are you feeling all right?"
As I turned back, I saw the streaks of red highlight in her brown hair. She turned her hair red after that comment in her Insta profile. She left for school as if it wasn't a big deal. I wanted to say something, but again, I couldn't. With more days passing, I started to realize my daughter is severely obsessed with her looks, and she gives way too much importance to what people say on social media. I thought that this will pass, but had no idea things will get out of hand. She started to lose weight quite rapidly. She stopped eating her meals and only drank liquids. I couldn't stand the sight of her becoming a skeleton wrapped up in human skin, so I sat her down and decided to stop this nonsense once and for all.
"Sophie, what are you doing?"
"What?
You barely eat. Look at yourself. You're becoming malnourished."
"Oh God, this is a trend, Mom. I was becoming fat anyways."
"What? Who told you that? Your fake Instagram followers? You know those people actually don't give a damn about you."
How do you know? Do you follow my account? You're sick."
"No, it's you who's becoming sick. That's it. I'm taking you to a psychiatrist tomorrow."
"I'm not your fucking toy."
She slammed out the door on my face and left the house. I sat on the couch weeping. I never thought my daughter can talk to me like that. An hour went by and she didn't come back. I was about to call 911 when my next door neighbor called me and said Sophie is lying unconscious on the sidewalk nearby. I rushed and saw she passed out on the street due to her poor health condition. We took her to the hospital, and the doctor said apart from malnutrition, she's also suffering from bulimia. Whatever she eats these days, she even vomits that out secretly in her room. And all this because someone on Instagram called her fat. I took her to therapy after that, and she started to recover gradually. Her psychiatrist, Miss Miller, gave her some really good advice and tried to talk her out of the madness over social media. I was getting my hope back. The old, happy, and cheerful Sophie was coming back. After a month, she joined back to school. I returned her phone, thinking she will be fine now. I don't know what happened in school, but after coming home, she didn't talk. She just finished dinner and went to bed. Before going to her room, she looked at me and asked, "Mom, am I beautiful?" To which I replied, "You are the most beautiful girl in the world, my dear." I did the dishes and went to my room as well. I don't know why, but I casually opened my Instagram account and searched for Sophie's profile. As soon as her account opened, I saw her last picture received too many comments. It was a picture she took during her poor health phase. She was looking really skinny in that picture. I scrolled down to see the comments, and I saw people flooded the comment section with negativity and hatred. People were calling her the skeleton girl and making fun of her. Some of them provoked her to kill herself because she's too ugly. Tears rolled down my eyes, thinking people can be this heartless and cruel to a 17-year-old teenager. The more I scrolled, the more I felt bad for her. I decided to tell her to delete her account and get rid of all of this. I was going back to bed when a new comment popped up in the same picture. It was from Sophie. As I read the comment, my heart sunk in fear. She replied, "Ending my ugly life. Goodbye." I sprinted out of the bed and ran to her. I twisted the doorknob, but Sophie locked it from inside. "Sophie! Sophie, open the door!" I started banging on her door, but she wouldn't open it. I took out the key from the wardrobe nearby and opened the door in one go. Sophie was lying on the floor, covered in blood. She slashed her wrist with a cutter. I called the ambulance and admitted her to the hospital. She's still unconscious. Doctors are saying she'll be fine. I've decided to take her some way far away from the city. I will keep fighting for her as long as I'm alive. All I want to request to the people of this generation is please, please be kind to each other. It doesn't matter how you look from the outside. Beauty has no face to it, only a loving heart. Hey guys, I see many of you commenting on my videos that this channel deserves 1 million subscribers. But I also see the percent of people who watch my videos aren't actually subscribed to the channel. So, if you like the content, want to support my channel, and want to see this channel reach 1 million subscribers, or maybe 500,000 subscribers, then go ahead, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. It's free, and you can always change your mind later. I used to stalk my ex's girlfriend on Instagram. I wasn't obsessed with him, and the breakup wasn't tough at all. Actually, I was the one who called it off. For the sake of this story, let's call him Ed. Ed and I met in college and dated for a year and a half before graduating. He was into music, and in the beginning, I loved the way he talked about pursuing it. But soon, I figured out that he was just a talker and not a doer. Everyone started to gear up for the next phase, as in what to do with life, which job to choose and where to settle. But Ed had no such plans. He was too laid back and depended on his father about his future. I, on the other hand, had always been a careerist. I wanted to become a writer, hence pursue higher studies. I told him that I'm going to apply for my PhD, and I'm planning to settle down in London. I asked him if he would like to come with me, because there are several options there if one wants to pursue music, but he gave me the same lazy reply that he will think about it. As the last semester came knocking at her door, everyone started to grab a job or internship or whatever they could. I too got a scholarship to a renowned university for my high studies. My professors and friends appreciated me for this big achievement, but Ed went all jealous and started to keep a distance from me. One day, we went to a local pub and he was short on cash, so I pulled out my wallet to pay. Suddenly, he got all furious and started screaming at me. I got so embarrassed that I left the pub in tears. I was staying at his place back then. I stormed inside the bedroom and made up my mind that the next morning I'm going to leave this guy. Ed came home really late and really drunk. We had a fight again and things went out of hand. I left his house heartbroken and humiliated at 2 a.m. in the morning. I called a friend of mine and the next day left him a text that I was done with this relationship. A year went by and I shifted to London to do my PhD, but I kept following him on Instagram. A few months later, he posted a picture with another girl named Ashley, and that's how I came to know that she is his new girlfriend. I had no grudge against Ed, but I can't help but following Ashley. She is a pretty blonde girl, and I think she comes from a very simple background. Her most posts revolve around makeup and dressing up for parties. No hate or judgment, because she is also a woman like me thinking she found the man of her dreams. The first 4 months of following Ashley, I didn't see anything different. She used to post a lot of pictures of her and Ed, and I could always see them drinking and hanging around with people. But as time went by, her pictures changed. Or rather, her way of looking in pictures changed. She started doing loud and heavy makeup, which made her look like a creature from another world. Before, she used to put light-colored lipsticks and nude makeup mostly, but now, she only wears blood-red lip colors, and the blush she uses is too pink to be called beautiful. I could tell she was trying to look different, or I don't know what was happening in her life. A week went by, and I was trying to stay out of whatever I was doing. One day, I was studying and making some notes for my research paper when I received a notification on my phone. I opened my phone and saw it was from Instagram. It was a post by Ashley. She was lying on a couch with plaster in her hand.
What the? These people post anything and everything these days,
I said to myself. I read the comment section where someone asked her what had happened to her, to which she replied, "I fell down from the stairs. Thank God my boyfriend was home. He's the one who took me to the hospital." I don't know why, but it felt like too much info to me. A week after that, Ashley posted a video flaunting her wedding ring, and I came to know that Ed and she is about to get married that too in London. She later shared a video of her doing makeup. That's when I realized I have to meet her to stop her from taking this wrong decision. Yes, marrying Ed is a wrong decision, because I could see he was doing the same thing with her that he did to me. The night Ed came home drunk and started the fight, I took a stand for myself. Eventually, he slapped me so hard that it resulted in bruises on my cheek. I haven't told anyone about this, and I didn't take a step against him, which I know I definitely should have. I kept following Ashley's every post, and one evening I saw her uploading a video where she's seen partying in a nightclub in London. I realized that this is my chance. I have to meet her. I drove to the club and waited in the car for her to come outside once. I waited for 2 hours and finally, at around 1 a.m., I saw her coming out. She stood on the sidewalks and lit a cigarette. I walked to her.
Ashley!
Yes?
Do I know you?
No, but I know you.
I don't think you should marry Ed.
Excuse me?
He hits you, doesn't he? That's why you have this loud makeup, right?
I don't know what you're saying.
She turned to walk away and I grabbed her hand.
Ashley, please, I'm saying this for your own good. You can't keep tolerating this guy.
She freed her hand from my grasp and smiled at me. I was stunned to see her level of stupidity. She said in a calm voice,
"Thanks, but I can take care of myself. Stay out of my personal life, please."
And walked away. I came home with a sad face. After hearing her, I couldn't overstep anymore. I got married the next month and I stopped following Ashley. Time went by and I almost forgot about this too, when a piece of shocking news reached me. Someone posted on the Instagram page of our college about Ed's sudden demise. He died last week in his own home. Everyone knew he was an alcoholic. He drank too much one night and stumbled down the stairs of his house, hitting his head. His wife, Ashley, was sleeping in her room and didn't know until she came out in the morning. But it was too late for Ed. The college group posted about the time and venue of his funeral. I won't say I was happy to hear this news, because no matter what, a person's death is always tragic. But I felt a little relieved that Ashley got saved from his physical abuse. She also inherited Ed's property, and I was sure it would be enough for her to start fresh. I attended the funeral yesterday. Ashley was standing near the open casket, wiping her tears, while everyone consoled her for her husband's death. I went to her with an awkward face and said, "I'm sorry, Ashley, I didn't introduce myself earlier because..." She took my hands into hers and squeezed my palm, saying, "Thank you for your concern. Didn't I tell you? I can take care of myself." I don't use Instagram anymore, and the reason is my fault. In high school, I started modeling. I had to tie up with lots of media pages and brands to update my experience in the field. For that, I uploaded almost every other day. But to avoid any negative attention and creepy comments, I tried to keep a low profile. I never posted any explicit photos because almost everyone in my family followed me on Instagram. One day I was going through comments on a recent picture I uploaded. I was casually scrolling when one comment caught my eye. It was from a profile named Your Wish, My Command. I kind of liked the name, but the comment was a bit odd. It read, "Whenever you need help, being famous is competitive these days." I opened the profile to do further research and saw pictures of Gothic art. Most of his contents were based on voodoo rituals, witchcraft, and occults. But people try to gain attention in every way possible these days, so I ignored it. A few weeks later, my uncle came to visit with his daughter. I was close to my cousin until she went to college and got into modeling too. She got aloof from me, and once I started modeling, her jealousy went to another level. Let's call her Jill. So Jill came to stay with us for a while. My father and my uncle were planning to sell our family home, hence they needed to work together to prepare the papers and other official necessities. My mom kind of forced me to share my room with Jill, because the guest room was given to my uncle. She wanted to be a bitch, but chose not to. Probably she couldn't gather the courage to tease me while staying under my dad's roof. Anyways, we both had to click pictures for our profiles and upload them. So there were times when Jill and I both used to dress up and stand in front of the mirror to get a nice click. Things were going fine until one day I crossed 10,000 followers, while Jill remained at 5,000. Needless to say, she followed my account. She was pissed off the entire day and didn't say a single word to me. I didn't bother much. I was making a video thanking my followers for their support and love when Jill walked into the room with a glass of orange juice and intentionally spilt it on me. It took a fraction of a second for a huge brawl to take place. I screamed at her, calling a jealous bitch, and she called me a slut bag. Our parents stepped in to stop our fight, and I stormed out of the house in anger. I went to the local park and sat on a corner bench. I was feeling very angry, and suddenly, I remembered about that weird account in Instagram, Your Wish, My Command. I sent him a text. "Hi." I got an immediate response. "Well, hello there. Can you help me?" "Depends on what kind of help you need." "Can you hack into an account and remove it, like, forever?" "Haha, I can do so much more than that. What is the name of the account?" JillCraig_1andOnly. "I'll need the phone number for that, and her email." I know what I was going to do wasn't only wrong, but a criminal offense. But I did it anyhow. I was out of my mind, no doubt. I gave him my cousin's phone number and email ID. Just after that, Your Wish, My Command blocked me, and I realized this guy was just messing with me. Although I was calmed down by then, I told myself. I returned home and my uncle made Jill apologize to me. Eventually, I apologized too, and the matter got sorted out that night. But it was always in the back of my mind that I have indeed shared her phone number and email to God knows who. I wanted to tell her, but I knew she will play the victim, bringing out the previous fight, and I will be in huge trouble for doing what I did. Few days went by and I almost forgot about the account, when I suddenly overheard a phone conversation between Jill and her boyfriend one night. She was saying,
"Yeah, I've reported this account, but every time I block it, someone reopens it with the same username and drops creepy messages. I'm telling you, it's the same guy with the name Your Wish, My Command."
As soon as I heard that, my hands turned cold in fear. Shit, I have appointed a stalker on my own cousin. I could see the tension on Jill's face, but still kept quiet. I was making mistakes after mistakes just to keep out of trouble, but that only led to more trouble in the upcoming future. It was a Saturday night. Jill and I went clubbing with some of our common friends. We were partying really hard and I got pretty drunk. What happened next is a combined memory of fragments, but overall, it was like this, and it was terrifying. I was sitting at the bar and Jill was dancing in the crowd. I could see her jumping and tossing her hair here and there, when suddenly I saw a man dressed in a robe-like thing standing behind her. I mean, I was intoxicated, but trust me, I didn't hallucinate that. For a moment, the entire club shifted to a slow-motion movie scene, where everyone is dancing on the floor, except the man dressed in a creepy black robe. He noticed me seeing him, and he lifted one arm to wave at me. At the time, he whispered something to Jill's ear, and she started to follow him like stupid. She was drunk too. I got up because I knew that man had bad intentions, but there were crazy party animals everywhere. By the time I reached the exit, I saw Jill being abducted by two men. They grabbed her and forced her into the back seat of the car. The man in the robe stood near the car and waved me goodbye before hopping into it. The car then drove away at full speed, and I collapsed on the floor crying for help. My friends came out and they called 911 hearing what happened. By the time the cops reached, the car was gone, and so was my cousin. I received a text after 15 minutes. It read, "Wish granted, target destroyed." I freaked out and told everything to the cops in the presence of my parents and uncle. After a tedious search of one long week, the cops finally found Jill unconscious near a roadside dumpster. She was beaten badly and can't remember a thing that happened to her or where she was taken by those mysterious men. The cops left no stones unturned to search for those men, and I gave them every detail I could. Finally, they caught them, and it came out to be a group of kidnappers who are also associated with women trafficking. Jill hadn't been physically assaulted, but her wounds are enough to make me live a life full of guilt and despair. My uncle has cut all ties with us, and my parents don't see me the way they used to earlier. I'm now just a jealous bitch who shoved her cousin into a terrible fate out of anger. I hope those guys rot in jail forever, so that they can't hurt anyone anymore. For me, I will spend the rest of my life in culpability and solitude.